Hi, here is Rolf Schönrock again, the GermanPsychic.com. As announced in my last lecture, today I would like to talk about whether there are really rules and regularities that can help us to have wishes or ideas easier and faster fulfilled by fate or the so-called spiritual world. First of all, hopefully each one of us should be sure that this helping energy really exists and that this energy can definitely not do other than to always promote and help. Otherwise, this billion-fold system consisting of subconscious of all humans, animals, plants, and things would collapse. And of course, this system also includes inexplicable and scientifically unprovable divine energies. The subconscious of each entity, person, animal, plant, or thing can get into contact with the subconscious of other entities. With people who are important to us, knowledge and other personal data are automatically exchanged in the background, like in large computer systems. An inner force in each person always tries to make sure that nothing bad happens to us. If this energy, which is also part of our subconscious, is receiving information about events that might harm us, from other people, animals, things, or the spiritual world itself, we are often instinctively led to do or avoid certain things. We sometimes wonder why we acted exactly the way we did and not the other way. And why we, for example, sometimes feel an incredible rejection towards a person or a group of people. Sigmund Freud, the great European psychologist, called this inner energy S, translated it, watching about us constantly. Many of us may have had the experience that they enter a room with people in it and would like to walk back out immediately. In other cases, we step into a room and immediately feel comfortable and like to stay there. I assume that our subconscious perceives much more in split seconds than our consciousness. Think of the reports, especially about mothers who feel it in the very same moment when their child has an accident at the other end of the world. Obviously, I had this instinctive knowledge about the functions of the subconscious already as a child, and I have lived accordingly all my life. I'm sure a certain form of inner predictive knowledge all children have, but unfortunately it is lost in the course of life. One reason for this loss of normal esoteric abilities is often the mere words of a mother to her child that it is impossible to sense, for instance, that the grandmother is coming to visit this afternoon for from an early age on, I had always wondered why some people talked so much. Was it not obvious to everyone what others think? Why would it be necessary to use so many words? At some point I realized that people were not really able to know what was going on in others, the way that I knew, that I was different somehow. During my studies in psychology, and in particular in my training to become a client-centered therapist, according to Rogers, it became more and more clear to me that I probably have a gift that most other people do not have. Clients did not have to explain to me why they were looking for my help. I knew it before they started talking. Through situations that were somehow embarrassing for both sides, I learned very quickly not to show at all that I know things I would normally not know. Especially in front of my professors and trainers, I started to play the usual ignorant. I did not want to be different. If I was careful enough, though, through this subconscious knowledge I had, I could help many people seeking psychological advice to get to the heart of their real problem more quickly. The gratitude of these people started to become my greatest reward. Today I know that I had and still have a very special guidance all life long. That today I am allowed to do the most beautiful work as a worldwide working psychic, clairvoyant, esoteric consultant, animal communicator, and mental life coach. It started with the fact that even as a very young person, as a teenager, I was an avid reader of the books of Hermann Hesse, and thus got a more profound view of people and the world. This resulted in my friends buying me the complete work of Hermann Hesse as a present for my 18th birthday. Then I had the chance to save enough money through various jobs so I could travel through India with a small backpack for several months. Here I had almost unbelievable personal encounters with incredible spiritual people, such as a woman who had the crucifixion wounds of Jesus breaking out once a week. I will report about this in another lecture. But it were my years in Santa Cruz, California, with the opportunity to attend the new esoteric schools emerging there, and my encounter with a well-known American psychic, which gave me finally the tools to feel fit for true esoteric counseling. I'll talk about that too later in another lecture. The most beautiful result of this decades-long guidance by a higher energy is the gift of really being able today to tell people in a few minutes directly on the phone what they can do to achieve specific goals in their life, in their private lives, in their business lives. In most cases, I can offer them several alternatives. If you do this, this will come out. But if you do something different, almost certainly something completely different will be the result. I hope all this answers the question from the beginning of today's lecture. Yes, of course, with the help of certain rules and behaviors, we can very accurately predict what will come out in the end. I look forward to continue helping to explain to many people exactly these secrets that, astonishingly, many of us do not really use, and to be able to make accurate predictions for these people and for you in one of my telephone readings. Love and light, your Rolf Schönrock, thegermanpsychic.com.